Disney Deciphered, a podcast helping you save money, time, and stress as you plan your Disney vacation. On today's episode, we take a look at the newly reopened Aulani, a Disney resort and spa in Hawaii, and let you know what you need to know if you plan to take a trip out there during the reopening. Find all episodes of this podcast at DisneyDeciphered.com, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or anywhere you find podcasts, and we'd really appreciate it if you could leave us a positive review. If you're looking to plan a Disney vacation, you can email me, Joseph Chung, at TravelMation.net, and I'd be happy to work for you as your travel agent at no cost to you. Connect with us at the podcast anytime, DisneyDeciphered@gmail.com, at WWDeciphered on Twitter, or on our Facebook page, Disney Deciphered. And if you're enjoying the podcast, consider supporting us by checking us out at Patreon.com/DisneyDeciphered. Thanks and enjoy the show. Hi, I'm Joe from As Joe Flies.
And I'm Leslie from Trips with Tykes.
And welcome back to Disney Deciphered. So on today's episode, we thought we would dream big, look to the future, and talk about a trip that hopefully we can take in the future, but who knows? However, the opportunity to do it is back again. Aulani, a Disney resort and spa in Hawaii, is reopened or soon to be reopened. Actually, I know very little on this topic, which is why I'm thankful to have you, Leslie, here to run me through things. Is it actually reopened yet?
It's open, Joe. It opened November 1st.
Okay. All right. It's too far out west. Okay. I gotta let you handle that stuff.
Okay. All right. I'll carry this one.
Yeah. Disneyland Paris. Okay. That's on the east. I'll take care of that. You take care of Aulani.
That's right.
Aulani is reopened, but kind of more importantly, like Hawaii is reopened, right? Because I think Aulani waited for Hawaii to reopen its borders to U.S. tourists to even open itself.
Yeah, that's right. So on October the 15th, Hawaii was never closed, but if you flew into Hawaii, you had to quarantine for 14 days, and they were dead serious about the quarantine, like dead serious. So that was really deterring any tourism because unless somebody was kind of moving there for an extended period of time, you know, it wasn't worth it. So Aulani gave Hawaii 2 weeks to sort of see how things went, and then it opened 2 weeks later on November 1st. So yeah, it's open.
Yeah. So what is going on with Hawaii right now? Like, do you have to get tested before you go? Like, what kind of proof or what kind of credentials do you need to get for yourself to visit Hawaii right now?
Right. So the replacement for the quarantine was a testing requirement. And the requirements are actually a little bit different for the different islands. But so we're just going to talk about Oahu because they have the most straightforward, and that's where Aulani is. But for any folks who are considering other islands, you got to do a little more due diligence. So it's not just what Oahu has. But the requirement is that you have to get a test 72 hours before your flight departure time that is negative. And if you have that, then you are free to enter Hawaii without quarantining. And this has been just a complete debacle leading up to the opening of Hawaii. I mean, how is this going to work? And what if people couldn't get results in time? So Hawaii started partnering with a few testing providers. So Kaiser, for example, which is a big health organization that a lot of Californians have, is one of the providers. And then CVS is another one. And there's just a lot of other smaller providers to give tests that are sort of approved. So you can't just like get any test. That's what makes it a little more difficult. And of course, there are times when you really can't guarantee a result within 72 hours. So that makes things a little dicey for a lot of folks. So this is like the biggest thing that folks need to know about if they're considering going to Aulani is the testing requirement and making sure you cross your T's, dot your I's. You have to log onto a website and get a QR code and have a printout. And it's highly, highly detailed. And there have been a couple of horror stories, especially in the local papers here in the San Francisco Bay Area, where people have like had to get on a plane and fly back home because they didn't meet the requirements for some reason. Or one person actually took off before his result was final. He had a test pending, and as he landed, he got the result and he was positive. So that stinks.
Yeah, I think out of fairness, we should note that testing 3 days in advance is not foolproof. Obviously, you can, even if you're negative when you take the test, you can pick it up before you arrive at your destination. And we should also note, like, I have seen that the reaction to Hawaii being reopened to tourists from people native to Hawaii is decidedly mixed from what I've seen. So, you know, we should point that out. You know, if you're choosing to go, I think you should know, like, I mean, it sounds super complicated to get there in the first place, but I don't know if Hawaii is as, like, gung-ho inviting tourists in right now as they may have been in the past. So I think those are all kind of things that you need to bear in mind.
Yeah, I think so, especially as, you know, we're having the surge here on the mainland. I expect this to change potentially very rapidly. And right now, a lot of the visitors to Hawaii are Californians and Washingtonians, like West Coasters. But, you know, our cases are going up now, too. And so, yeah, this is something to pay attention to. I mean, it's part of being a responsible traveler is, you know, not putting at risk the places that you're visiting. So watch and keep your travel plans flexible, because I have a feeling that a lot of people are going to want to change those travel plans as things evolve.
Yeah. Fun fact, Hawaii is one of the three or four states that I can travel to from Massachusetts and not have to quarantine when I come back home from right now. So yeah, let's not mess it up for Hawaii. They're doing well. Okay. So what's going on at Aulani right now? I assume that let's start with dining since it's such a big part of the resort. I know it's limited. How limited is the dining at Aulani right now?
So it's pretty limited. I mean, the two big closures of note are Ama'ama, which is the fine dining restaurant at Aulani, sort of the signature one that a lot of folks want to dine at, is still closed, although I think it will be opening in the not too distant future. And it's kind of strange that it's closed because it's an outdoor restaurant. I mean, it's, or I guess an open air restaurant. It's under a covering, but it's completely wide open on either side. So that's kind of interesting that it's closed. But the other big closure is Makahiki, which is the buffet where also both character meals are held. So that's a bummer for a lot of folks because that's a big draw as well. So pretty much what's left is a lot of quick service. So you've got Ulu Cafe, you've got Off the Hook that's open. That's a little bit of a poolside dining. The other one that you have that's a little bit higher end is the Olelo Room, which is kind of like an indoor-outdoor bar area that is meant to call up native Hawaiian culture and speech. So that's actually one of our favorite places, and that's probably where we would be eating most of the time if we were there right now. The Shave Eye Stand, of course, is open. The pool bar is open. So outside stuff, quick service stuff, or very casual table service is available right now. So yeah, it's not quite the fine dining experience. And then, of course, there are also places that are close by that have modifications. I did just hear that Monkey Pod, which is a very well-known restaurant right across the street, is going to be reopening soon. So that's something to look at too, is not all the restaurants sort of around the resort that a lot of people rely upon are necessarily operating.
Yeah, and we should note, well, hopefully ABC store is open. That's all that matters. But anyway, we should point out that, you know, it is Hawaii, so almost everything is like open air. There's very little kind of actual indoor dining. And definitely at Aulani, you know, with all the quick service places or even the Olelo Room, like I remember one night, you know, we sat outside there and listened to live music playing. So, you know, there's a lot of good outdoor options for people who are interested in that. What about activities wise? Are all the normal activities open, the pool open, et cetera, et cetera?
Again, a lot of closures. I mean, the pools and the beach, which are the core activities of Aulani, are open. So the lazy river that they have and the main pools and some of the external pools are open. And they have turned the adult pool into a pool for everybody just to give people more space to spread out and not cram everybody in one area. Rainbow Reef, which is a snorkeling lagoon with real fish, is open. Although I'm wondering what they do to sanitize the shared sort of snorkel equipment that, I don't know, kind of weirds me out. But bring your own, I guess, if that is a concern. And then, of course, everything on the beach is open. So they kind of have the social distancing pool chairs out there on the beach. And so pretty much everything is revolving around the water and the, you know, the additional things like Menahuni Bridge and Keiki Cove, which are the play areas for the kids. So all of those are open. But so many of the other attractions that are really just signature to Aulani are closed. Like the luau is closed and the character meet and greets around the pool are closed and the spa is closed and the fitness center is closed. And so a lot of things that really add activities for the kids. And then the big closure we have to mention is Auntie's Beach House, which is the kids club. I mean, that is, I know you didn't do it with your kids when you went, Joe, but my kids want to spend 24/7 in Auntie's. So with that being closed, a huge value of Aulani is just out the window for me.
Yes, who wants to go to Hawaii if you have to spend the whole time with your kids?
I mean, family togetherness. What?
We've done nothing but be together with our kids for 9 months. Come on.
I mean, seriously. Well, and then of course with Auntie's. What are you going to do though? Auntie's is closed. But if it was opened, you couldn't go to the spa. You couldn't have a date night at Ama Ama. So like, maybe it's not so bad. Maybe you're just swimming with the kids, right?
Yeah, we will get to whether you think it's worth it at the end. But
sure.
Let's talk about social distancing and masks. You know, what are the requirements, especially like around the pool? You know, what is Disney saying you have to do? Because they've done such a good job at Disney World, but how are they translating that to a beach resort?
So the mask age requirement is the same. 2 and up have to wear face coverings. It's the same face covering restrictions that they have at Walt Disney World. You know, you can't have the gaiters and the bandanas and the valves or anything like that. Just a regular face mask with ear loops is all that's allowed. And what makes things challenging and a little bit different is my understanding is at Walt Disney World, once you sort of enter the pool area, you know, most folks aren't really wearing masks. Like they're kind of, you know, you're at the pool, right? You're in and out of the water when you're at the pools at Walt Disney World. At Aulani, like the pools are built into the entire landscape. So you can't really say, oh, I'm at the pool area. Like my mask is off right now. I'm headed towards the water, because a lot of people aren't headed towards the water. They're walking around to a snack stand, or they're going back to their rooms. So masks really are required for pretty much all the walking around that you're going to be doing. And even while you're kind of lounging on your beach chair, if you're not eating or drinking, you've got to have a mask on. So this is a little bit strange to me, just in terms of practicality, especially if you're wet, if you just come out of a pool, or, you know, you just need to run back to your hotel room. I think this has proven a little bit challenging for folks to navigate. And, you know, of course the kinks will get worked out, but they really do mean it at Aulani. They really do mean it, you know, at Disney, but this is functioning a little bit differently than just sort of a pool area at a Disney World hotel might.
So how crowded has it been since reopening? You know, how crowded have the pools looked and stuff like that?
So on the weekends, I wouldn't say it's crowded, because they're still limiting capacity fairly, you know, significantly. But on the weekends, it has been fairly crowded. So many locals are taking this opportunity for a staycation at Aulani. And so it is really crowded on the weekends when, you know, they're off of work or off of school or something like that. But the weekdays have been very, very, very dead. At least as of the time we're recording here in mid-November, I think Thanksgiving week could change that a little bit, because I think some folks are planning to go for Thanksgiving week, some more tourists for that holiday week. So we'll see if there is a greater demand leading into the holidays. But yeah, it has been very dead during the weekdays, at least.
All right. So, you know, with Aulani reopening, they have introduced some changes. I saw that they essentially are operating with magic bands now. So how's that working in reality?
So no magic bands actually yet. They're coming. There's been like a big lead up to it, because I guess there were some magic bands available on Shop Disney and folks got super excited. So they are coming, but I don't think there's been a date announced yet. What Disney has done is they've unveiled a mobile app for Aulani that is sort of helping with some of the logistics. There's no mobile ordering. That's sort of the big thing that's missing from the mobile app. But at least you have, you know, your activity times on there. You have your map. And you can do, I guess, most of an online check-in on your app before you get there as well. So at least some contactless methods. They're getting there.
Awesome. Anything else we need to know that is new with Aulani's reopening? Or aside from that, is it pretty much the same as it was before?
So the other thing that folks should pay attention to is the cancellation policy. Aulani had just sort of the usual 5 days for rooms and 30 days for vacation packages to cancel. But now, of course, with everything changing so much more rapidly, they are allowing folks to cancel up to 24 hours in advance. So that's really good. I mean, I guess that's great for folks who, you know, if you take your COVID test and you have those results and unfortunately they're positive, you could cancel as long as you get those 24 hours before your vacation is set to start. Or if for whatever reason you get cold feet and feel like it's not the right time to take the vacation, you can hedge those bets. So that's something to pay attention to. And that goes until basically, I think, the third week of May. So up until right before Memorial Day weekend, that cancellation policy is in effect. So yeah, I have to admit, Joe, I'm like looking at booking for sometime in the spring. And you know, the question is how late in the spring do I need to consider? But we're, you know, things could change in the coming 6 months. So I'm keeping my eye on it.
Yeah, I've had the same. I booked a Disney vacation for April in hopes that we will be on the down crest of a wave at that point. You know, it's like surfing. I got to catch the wave at the right time. If I was more organized, I would just book a Disney vacation for like every single month for the next 6 months and just cancel them one at a time until I could finally go. So I totally hear where you're coming from there. So let's talk about the, you know, big question. You know, I've seen like there are huge military discounts right now, and I think there are discounts for the general public as well. But even factoring in these discounts, do you feel like Alani's worth the experience right now?
I think it really depends on what kind of vacation that you're looking for. For my family, it wouldn't be, because my kids, like I said, love Auntie's Beach House. And with the absence of that, it just, you know, immediately crosses it off the list for us. And my daughter is, she's 11 and a half, and Auntie's only goes up to age 12. So she has like demanded that we get in one more Aulani trip before she ages out of Auntie's. So it's not going to be while Auntie's is closed for us. But I think for some kind of vacationers, it may make sense. Like this might be a great time for, you know, couples to go if they're just going to enjoy the pools and enjoy the water. This might be a good time for families with kids too young for Auntie's to go, because they're just going to want to play at the splash pad and things like that. And there are some characters I didn't mention, even though they don't have the meet and greets, they have characters up on some of the lanais looking down from below and waving at folks. So, you know, they'll at least get to wave at Mickey and Minnie or something like that. But yeah, not for my family, not for like the core Aulani demographic of families with kids of, you know, elementary, middle school, I don't think right now.
All right. Well, if you don't have anything else besides that, why don't you leave us with an Aulani reopening Disney do or don't?
All right, Joe. Well, my Disney do for right now is, if you are going to go to Aulani, I would highly, highly recommend getting one of the DVC villas, because right now with social distancing, we all kind of want to be able to escape and maybe cook some meals in the room. And the studio villas have, you know, a kitchenette. The one bedroom and two bedroom have a full kitchen. So this is the time, I think, to splurge for the villas instead of just the hotel room, because it will allow you to kind of handle your own social distancing and figure out what your comfort level is once you get there and see what the situation is. So, and you know, of course, you can Instacart some groceries and things like that, or there are some groceries at the Aulani store or the stores across the street. So yeah, I would spring for the villas right now.
Yeah, that makes sense, having that extra room. Anyway, we should say one more time that, you know, if you are thinking of going to Hawaii, I think, you know, Leslie and I are both really about traveling responsibly right now. You know, when we travel, we want to travel responsibly. So please do think of the people of Hawaii. And, you know, we do not want to see people put in a tough position. Would you agree?
Yeah, I totally agree. And this is one of the reasons we're not looking at it at the moment. Although, you know, when things do turn around a little better, then we would definitely be considering it, because I do want to support so many of the industries there that depend on tourism. I mean, Hawaii without tourism is not a lot in terms of its economy. So it's a delicate, delicate balance. It's a fine line to walk, but you know, everybody's got a different place where they are, but trying to figure that out for ourselves.
Definitely. Yeah, we're just struggling right along with everybody else. All right. Well, Leslie, thank you so much for letting us know what's going on with Aulani right now. You know, let us know what you think about Aulani reopening, whether you're interested in going. You can email us DisneyDeciphered@gmail.com, at WWDeciphered on Twitter, or on our Facebook page, Disney Deciphered. Other than that, Leslie, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me. And I will see you, sadly, looking at Auntie's Beach House, wishing it was open.
Thanks, Joe.